are the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Go. Oh, pardon me. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Thanks to all our friends who called into the show today and those who are who's on live stream on Instagram. I do appreciate. Now, I have to go off live stream, and my digital producers will also not be streaming the Lords of Logic. And let me explain. The reason we will not be streaming it is because I'll be playing songs, and you pretty much know media rules, particularly social media, Facebook, YouTube. You're required to not play songs because they have like copyright issues. So it's for that reason that I'm getting off Instagram Live, and we will not be live streaming today's edition of Lords of Logic, okay? So thank you for your understanding. I'm hoping that your apps on your phone work perfectly and seamlessly. I'm hoping that you have your radio set. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joy. So you have to switch from Instagram Live now to your radio. And let's begin the conversation. So next, I want to play you a rap song. This pretty much was one of the rap songs that showed us the very core of Kendrick Lamar. The song is titled Control. And he had quite a number of features on it, but I think the one pretty much where Kendrick, any version you listen to, I think is good, but I just want to play you Big Sean and Kendrick's verse on the song title Control, and then from there I'm going to segue into a worship song. Remember, on Lords of Logic, we are... So the reason... Let me quickly tell you the reason. One, I'm playing you different songs to establish tempo and what tempo does to the psychology of a person. How one song, one sound makes you happy. The other puts you in a mood. It makes you sober. In fact, classical music, folk music, worship, and whatever genre that takes the tempo of sound down induces soberness. Yeah. So I'm going to take, I'm probably going to play you London Grammar, Non-Believer. Or I will play you I Was Here by Beyoncé, just so that you can see the elements and how the characterizations of music work on the human consciousness. And of course, I'm going to play you music. So I'm just going to go around a little bit. And it's for that reason I would not be live streaming. So I'm glad that you get it. 4 minutes past 2 p.m. It's now time for the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show.
I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking, cause they live for some moments, and I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shoot. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shoot. They praying on my mother downfall like a drought, but you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather, champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Sweat flow special like an infant first steps. I got paid the reverse debts. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the Reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and not just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I said trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I grew up in Big and Pac and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, big hat and that juicy vid. Jack ain't motherfucker, stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home. Spray a dome, get sprayed up like air. What's cologne for a paycheck alone? Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance. We ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a Sharpie, I write mine a stone. I knew the real was for the taking and winner take long. We on trying to be better than everybody. That's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody. Detroit versus everybody. I'm so first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis. Feel it is metabolic and I'm over saying
that. Alright, I'm gonna just try to go real quick and just move. This track was one. If you know Kendrick, you know exactly that this was a banger. It was like banger times 10.
In the same thinking, maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold up.
I don't smoke. I'm the f***ing guy selling.
everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop on my disc. Don't you pop me the f- bill, I'ma pop you, then give you this.
Tell Flex to drop a bomb on this. So many bombs with the alarm like Vietnam on this. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom. And she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm in Poland like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler. You take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cardio bracelets for my women friends. I'm in Vegas. Who the f*** y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. F*** y'all clubs, f*** y'all. Show Instagram, can gobble these f***. Gobble a f*** up to your hiccup. My big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch.
All right, so you kind of get it, right? You kind of get the tempo. You're picking it. So, you know, like rap music, they be saying all the so all the blips you keep hearing, or all the blips you heard, are pretty much just eliminating what might be termed to be non-radio friendly, blah, blah, blah. All right, good. So I want to segue into a song. I try to sing this song, but I can't say I struggle. I just think that maybe it's best when I just listen to it. It feels like an interaction. It feels like an admittance. It feels like a re-surrender. Here is Hillsong with So Will I. All right. This is Don't Worry About a Thing, Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas featuring Shakira and David Guetta. Now, David Guetta is a popular DJ who plays house music. Shakira, you know, I think everyone knows Shakira. Even pastors know Shakira. Then the Black Eyed Peas, this song is titled Don't Worry. This has an electronic sound to it, and even in the video, you have robots in the video.
That's what I like. Get that price. I was starving, now I rise up. Head up in my eyes up. I keep getting wiser. Then I realize that everything will be. Look at through your mama say, don't you worry.
gon' be, oh, be okay.
Hey.
Work hard, play hard, that's the only way.
Hey.
I'ma live my life like every day's a holiday.
Hey.
Time to celebrate,
hey.
Time to elevate. Hold up, wait.
Tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Take it to the top, 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 like. We don't stop, stop, keep on moving, making
moves.
Take a shot, shot, take a shot, take a
few.
You like this one, Todd Delaney, Remember Me?
Oh no, oh Lord, remember me. Come now, oh Lord, come set us free. Come now, oh Lord, remember me. Come now, oh Lord, send victory.
So we'll kick off the conversation at a later time. I'd like to play you Tony Braxton's I Wanna Be Your Baby. All right.
Oh God, we are waiting for you, Lord.
Come now,
sin victory, Lord, come now. Speedily, Lord, we're waiting on you. Yes.
Come now.
Right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Okay, so we're trying to deepen this logicality here. The supposition is that worship and lovemaking have the same thing. I played you two different tempos of sounds, and I'm trying to establish that there is something tempo does to mood. And the reason worship is the way that it is that worship automatically induces a mood the same way a love song induces a mood. So some of you from last week's conversation agree that they are pretty much maybe or could be regarded as one and the same. Now the question is, if they are the same and worship is done wrongly, it can also be implied that lovemaking can be done wrongly, and whether it's performing arts, like the performative art of it, or whether it's with a wrong person. And now there are things about the consequence of doing something wrong, and I think we don't talk about that enough. Hold on a sec. There's something about chords that feels like someone's touching you. Do you think you know that? Do you notice that when you listen to music? I want to take you back a little bit. That's what I noticed. There's something about chords that show away. Six. This could be tantamount or keen to being touched. Hold on. Labor and thought so that he is not reckless with his actions. You've heard me say that once too many. So then if something can be done wrong, then it's that lovemaking can be done wrong. In fact, lovemaking can be done to the wrong or with the wrong person. So let's talk about the implications if you agree. So this is me this week trying to stretch the conversation a little deeper. I think I have assumed that the piano sound is better than the strings. I might need to re-educate myself. I think the strings might be better. So that's the thing, like having an actual string play as against its representation on the piano. 99.3 Nigeria Info, let the show begin. The Lords of Logic. Yeah, I leave the tough work of thinking to you.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The Lords of Logic, worship and lovemaking, can they be said to be the same? And then I put it to you that if they are the same, then it's possible for you to worship at the wrong altar. With the wrong one. Hello. Make it back. The Lords of Logic, when you're calling now, you must tell me your name. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
This is Val, Lord Val.
Thank you very much, Lord Val. Lord Val. Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to hear from you.
It's been a while.
Yeah, been a while. Thank God you're alive.
Yeah, you too. All right. First of all, I think there's a similarity.
Okay.
Okay, based on emotion, based on the foundation, the kind of energy is assumed.
Okay.
Okay, it has to do with the emotion. But there's a slight difference in terms of fulfillment of that emotion or the satisfaction of that emotion.
Bring it back. This what? Slight difference where?
I said the similarity is that it is based on emotion.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I said where the slight difference is where it comes to the fulfillment of what you feel without emotions or the satisfaction you describe.
Okay.
So one gives you fulfillment while the other gives you satisfaction. Now, you talked about maybe making sex and all that with wrong people and all that, it is very possible. In most cases, for some, you even control your emotions. There are some people who control their emotions, right? Some, they are completely vulnerable. They let go of everything, okay? Some let go of everything. Like, in terms of intercourse, most times you find out that one might slightly be in control of his or her emotion more than the other.
Okay.
Where two parties are involved. But on the other hand, that will be you yourself and just yourself.
Hold on a second. Yourself. Okay, good. You're trying hard to establish a difference, and you use the word satisfaction. You said one is satisfaction, the other is fulfillment.
Fulfillment, yes.
The both of us in the studio really try to not interrupt you until we're thoroughly established, or until we thoroughly established that there is that they are this. You are saying the same thing. Both of them is satisfaction. Both of them is fulfillment. So they are one.
You know, like one is controlled and the other is not controlled. That's the angle I'm coming from.
Which is controlled?
In terms of intercourse, you find out that both, you don't have both in this, on the same level.
No, in fact, I want to present to you that we're not talking about what you can control. We're talking about what is ignited the moment you surrender to something.
What is ignited is your emotions.
Good. So then you're getting the same thing from lovemaking and worship. Is satisfaction, fulfillment is the same thing?
No, I don't think it's the same.
Let me wait for you. Go to Google.
Apart from Google. Like,
I'm on Google. I Google satisfaction. Hold on. And it says fulfillment of one's wishes. That's even the first sentence.
Okay, then what is fulfillment?
Good. But if already satisfaction is telling you fulfillment of one's wishes. It's a synonym, guys. The same thing. It's okay to admit that it's the same.
Okay,
you can come back.
All well and good. No, what I'm saying is, based on emotion, fine. All well and good. There are similarities, but I don't think they are the same. But in terms of making wrong choices and all that, in terms of the worship, it is very possible. And even in terms of the intercourse, it is very possible.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Using those energies for the wrong reasons. Yeah.
Using the energy for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
So there we go. So that's something I can take away from this. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is supposed to be simple. You can see how complex it is. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce.
Are the Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
If it breaks my heart, I'm giving it a try. Waiting for tomorrow, confessing it today. So baby, here it goes, I'm out of time, it's do or die. I wanna be your baby, won't you be my man? I wanna be your soldier, when you're too weak to stand. Now I wanna be
Her name's Toni Braxton. The song's titled I Wanna Be Your Baby. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So we have established a sound induces something. Good. And then we're trying to interpret to the best of our human capacity what information is passed from engagement, either in worship or lovemaking. And I believe that they are the same thing. Well, the last caller said something about satisfaction and fulfillment. And dear Lord, they are one and the same. Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, good day. I'm Sam.
Turn off your radio, Sam. Turn off your radio. I know that you know you should turn off your radio. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Nii.
Welcome, Nii. The Lords of Logic, tell us what you think about the conversation. What's the difference or what's the similarity for you?
Well, totally I agree with the fact that both concepts can lead to the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, both worship and then lovemaking can give the same orientation or satisfaction.
Okay.
And my basis is on the fact that in the 80s, when New York, precisely New York, was nowhere to go.
Okay.
Rascality everywhere.
Yeah.
And then pilfering and all that. When the research, one year research was conducted by the then, I think, commissioner of police that was brought into seeing what was going on there.
Yeah.
He conducted the research and realized that at the terminals, I mean, at those, the station, the train stations,
mm-hmm.
most of the music that were used there are rap.
Okay.
And that is essentially what was actually impacting on some of those people who come down to cause rascality and gunshot and all that.
Okay.
Yes, there is a book I will quickly put online for anyone who will care to
read.
To pick. That is Turning Point or Tipping Point. I think it's Tipping Point.
Yeah.
When you get a book, Tipping Point, it will really expand more on this topic.
Wow.
Now, secondly,
mm-hmm.
whether worship or lovemaking,
mm-hmm.
it only sensitizes one thing about us, which is the dopamine.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the hormone that the brain secretes in order for us to get or to derive satisfaction.
Oh, so worship also stimulates a dopamine, right?
Yeah.
Some science
worship,
will do.
Essentially, that is what worship does. That is why you see there are some people who would rather spend the rest of their time in church and all that than doing all that thing.
Oh.
You would think they are crazy. They aren't crazy. It's because whenever they are in such mode, their dopamine are raised.
Okay.
And they feel, you know,
fantastic.
I'm on top of the world and all that. The same thing goes to lovemaking. The same hormone that controls what happens during worship controls what happens during lovemaking.
Fantastic.
And music essentially is one of those things that can stimulate dopamine.
All right. Oh,
yeah, essentially.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I want to say something about what this caller has said. Now, I noticed some of you who make love to the wrong people, and men, help me, women, help me. Sometimes you are in this entanglement, and by the time you are done, you feel something, but something you don't like. Is that true? So I need a witness. So that's either a yes or a no. Let's not spend too much time on that. When you're engaged with some people, when you're done, you feel dirty or you feel less. There's something, you feel something. Anybody who's felt that, you need to call and you kind of admit it. Now, I notice that it depends on how much I spend. This is a personal experience, though. And I even experienced it as late as last week. Depends on how many minutes I spend sober in worship. There was a time last week after just worship, I came out and I felt like I was walking in the clouds. So two things happen when you surrender. One makes you feel like you're walking in the clouds. Then maybe accept you are in love with someone. Then you don't feel that lowered spirit. You don't feel that lowered frequency. Otherwise, many of you have said that after you entangle with someone, you feel less once you untangle. Something, men are going to just, you don't believe me? Men are going to call, you see. Yeah, you always feel less good, right? Well, you're going to actually admit that. And then I think that, and words fail me because words fail, but I'm really going to try to paraphrase it. But believe me when I tell you, I even admit that it's a poor description. I think that that is a sense of heaven, not heaven itself. A sense. So the concept of orgasm is something, but sexual language just says, oh, it's orgasm. And everybody just wants to aim for cloud nine, right? But you see, you call it cloud nine because the supposition is that you go somewhere that's not earth. So it's the same thing that happens in worship, where, like I did experience last week, like after worship, it felt like I was walking in the clouds. You see? And then what I thought about it, I was like, so what does this mean? Then I realized that Coldplay has a song, and in the song, Coldplay says, "The kingdom of God is in men." Apparently, they actually got that scripture from the Bible. They like, "The kingdom of God is in men." And then when you read, there's something that suggests that you can bring heaven here. Scholars, Muslim scholars and religious scholars, can you help a girl out? That you can bring heaven here, that you can for a moment temporarily snatch heaven and keep it here. So, oh, are you loving this or what? Sounds like, just think hard a little bit about it. So then maybe that's what Jesus meant when he suggested that there was nearly an equal footing between you and him every time that you are able to hold heaven. So maybe that's why orgasms don't last. And yes, 0700-993-993-993 and 01-46-46-46. Why did your eyes open like that? 01-45-465-7190. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Don't say wow. Think so that you can disagree. I would love for you to disagree. Forever in your life. Lords of Logic, good afternoon to you. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome.
This is Uchuku.
Welcome, is it Uchuku?
Yeah. Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. In the sense of what you said of making love to the wrong person, it's actually true.
Oh.
And I've experienced that.
Oh, okay.
Quite a lot when I was in school. But let me speak on this issue of love making and
worship.
And worship. You see, both of them need love. You can't worship someone you don't love. And when you make love to someone you don't love, it is like eating a sour food, but because you are hungry, you just want to eat it. It's not your satisfaction.
Uh-huh, okay.
It is not your satisfaction, but you needed to quench a thirst, a desire. Now, there is a yielding of will in worship and in love.
Yeah.
If both the giver and the receiver, now, if it comes to God, God is always willing to receive our worship.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when it comes to human beings, if you are giving out love to someone who's not reciprocating the love to you as you are making it,
mm-hmm.
it creates a kind of frustration and gets you down.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to worship too, you notice that when you're worshiping God, you are struggling, you feel dejected too. Even when you feel like, maybe... like Christians, maybe sin is cutting you short.
So thank you. Hold on a second. I want to buy you a beer for that. Do you know, I feel like one of the most frustrating things or one of the things that must feel like a curse is a shut heaven.
Yeah.
Like when the heavens are shut against you, there's something like a curse. I think so.
Yeah. It feels like you've not done the best you can since you know that. So,
and it's the same in lovemaking.
Yeah, that's what we have, what you call like 2 minute man, a joke we call 2 minutes.
Or you're in an entanglement with someone who doesn't like you or who's not responding to you.
It's like you're carrying the burden of two and you are falling short of it. So in a way, that's where...
It's the same thing. The expression shows the outlets are different, but it's the same thing, but the outlets are different, I think.
Yeah, I moment? Thought like for you to bring yourself to engage with somebody carnally without their will, it's actually that's why people go into trauma when such a thing happens
to them. Buy this guy a beer.
It's not like you are just you are killing the soul of the person, because love go through the soul. When it's like you are tapping the soul of the person and let the juice inside of it to seep away.
Thank you. very much for calling.
Joy, God bless you for this
topic. Oh, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Someone is asking me to repeat the quote, "A man must labor in thought so that he is not reckless with his actions." Well, that's actually my life story. A man must labor in thought so that he's not reckless with actions. Do we have WhatsApp you would like to read? Okay. Yeah, so that's the quote. A man must labor in thought so he's not reckless with actions. The Lords of Logic, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Welcome, lady. Good afternoon to you.
Okay, so I love your topic.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I've had some friends that attend Real Message, Ekanka.
Okay.
They work with classical music as worship songs. So classical music, music that without any words.
Yeah.
So that's their worship.
So I think
when I heard it, it just all made even more sense now. Like,
I mean, you want to say thanks to Nigeria Info, right?
My God, thank you,
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. That's nice. Is that all you want to say?
Yes, well done.
All right, look, thank you very much. I do appreciate. So then we can further this conversation. It means that when you are not in love, you are practically doing something wrong. Let's debate that. It seems as though we all agree that worship and lovemaking are the same thing. Then, if you're not in love, what? You want to read a message, right? Sure, go ahead. If you're not in love, then you're doing the wrong thing.
Okay, so someone said, "Hello, Joyce.
Okay.
Due to the ongoing conversation, I'm able to realize a similarity between lovemaking and worship.
Okay.
Sometimes we make love just to get a request considered, and at the same time, we worship to request something from God or to give appreciation after some things have been given to us."
I object. Worship is not, you don't ask for anything in worship. Mm-hmm. In fact, personally, I don't like songs that request for something. One of the things I have with the modern church is the asking for something. I don't like songs that ask for something I don't like. I don't connect with them. That's why now I prefer old Igbo songs for worship. I'm serious. I have no connection with modern translation. I'd have no connection with modern songs, and it's a weird thing to say, right? Yeah. So one, I'm a worshiper. Two, I can't connect with some modern quote-unquote worships because I feel like there's no soul in it, so I can't. It's skeletal to me. It's like wax. I can't connect to it. What I connect to, however, are old Igbo songs. I wish I could play for you something. I wanted to play, and I love hymns. This one that I like, "My Jesus, I Love Thee." "I love thee for wearing the thorns," and like, "I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brows." You know it? "If ever I love thee, my Jesus, it is now." I love hymns.
Okay.
Oh, well, hope it is. So, and I'm not sure I'm right, but then let's debate it. Let's think about it. If you're not in love, then the act of interplay can be, I'm assuming it's wrong, because it seems therefore that you are the wrong place. It seems that you're worshiping the wrong thing. Yeah, so it's all misplaced energy. That's what it is then. It's misplaced. It's in the wrong place. That's what it means. Well, at least that's what I think it means. So let's see whether we can get anybody who might not agree. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info's The Lords of Logic.
Thank you. Wow, Joyce, you're a masterpiece.
I'm a masterpiece. Oh, I couldn't deny that one. So are you.
My name is Godman.
Welcome, Godman, for calling.
All right. So, worship, like, sure. What makes it wrong? The first caller that called the other time talked about control, fulfillment. That's very important, because when the worship is going on, one would be in control, kind of.
Okay.
And then there's a fulfillment. That's what makes it the whole thing worth it. Everyone is satisfied. Everyone's fulfilled in it. Just like a lady now. What makes a lady really satisfied is when a man can actually read her without her saying anything. She didn't tell him, I want this, but he just got it. Like, she wants this. And when it comes, the lady feels satisfied. She feels fulfilled, like, this man knows my heart without me even telling him. And that's exactly how this...
worship happens, right?
Yeah. So when you worship, and the fulfillment is in that you're doing what the person agrees with. There's this agreement. Both of you are in that place of agreement.
Okay.
That place of fulfillment. So what makes it wrong is when both parties are not in agreement. What makes it wrong is when both of you are not on the same wavelength.
Is it possible that you could be worshiping at the wrong altar?
Yes.
You know why I say so? Napoleon Hill. Okay, go ahead.
What makes the altar wrong is because there's no agreement to a place. One other party does not agree with this altar.
No. Pardon me. What about... what makes it wrong is the fact that because it is as worship, then there is only one person to whom you worship. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth.
Exactly.
You cannot worship, you don't worship multiple people in heaven.
Exactly.
So you only worship, if it's the same in heaven as it is on earth, then you only worship one person on earth. I think.
Yeah, so that's it.
Are you sure that's it?
I want to add to that what you just said. Because it's one person you're worshiping.
Yeah.
Now, you're giving that person full control. You're giving that person full focus.
You're surrendering, yeah.
Yeah, you're surrendering. And so that's where you get the satisfaction. And the person now releases his pleasure to you. So, in other words, while he's getting all that satisfaction from you, then you are getting his blessings and you're fulfilled too. So everybody is a win-win.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Thank you for calling. Yeah. WhatsApp. You said I had messages. Come on. Go ahead, read it.
All right. So a lot of people on WhatsApp.
How's it private? It's not on my phone.
Sorry. A lot of people are really excited because they heard you sing.
Oh, okay.
So some people are like, wow.
Oh yeah, we can move past that. Well, okay. Thank you. Hey.
Yeah. So some people are blessing you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, someone said, I believe both are the same because in worship and lovemaking, we connect to something out of the ordinary.
Okay.
The soul is entangled with something you can almost feel. And that's why both in lovemaking and worship, when you are deep in it, you shed tears. That means there is an outburst of emotions. And just as you said, we bring temporary to earth, heaven. Feel it, breathe it, and walk.
And it's interesting because Jesus said it, but then the question is, what did Jesus mean, right? Yeah, because Jesus said it. It's like, so what did Jesus mean when he spoke about, you know, you can bring heaven to earth? And then, you know, the historians tell you that in lovemaking that there is a capacity for you to go to cloud nine. It's like, so where is that? And what would the implications of that be? Any more messages?
We have one more. When two bodies, the only creation that is God kind, join together, they become one. This happens in yielding or offering oneself to another. For example, your temple yields to another temple and worship is yieldness. Therefore,
or
you
surrender.
You can't just randomly join to any other. That will be idolatry/adultery, which makes the temple toxic.
I think that we have reacted to idolatry and fear and not an understanding, but that's just my thinking. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I think there are a few more messages, and maybe if it's worth any time, we'll take one more conversation off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. This is 99.3. We are Nigeria Info.